The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
I feel good.
We are off to a flying start for Friday morning. Feel good Friday.
Gotta love a good Friday, don't you?
Yes. So Crevo is still away. He's still feeling a little bit under the weather, but that's okay. Fingers crossed he's all right for his weekend, so he can do some barbecuing, some cooking, all that good stuff.
I knew he wasn't coming in today. Oh.
There's too much music.
Too much music.
That's okay.
Yeah, look, I'm very excited that I'm back, because this is what I wanted, because I got lunch to go to.
Oh, today. You? Really?
I am.
Where are you
going? Yeah, I got a lunch. The Hunter Medical Research Institute.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's at Earp Distillery, so.
I love that place. Great food. The staff are really helpful, too.
I know. Mm. So I've got lunch, so that means I'm out of here early. So I will be going and I don't have to leave too quickly.
Are you having a cheeky gin as well while you're at lunch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, their gin's awesome. I did the gin making experience there a little while ago. It was really exciting. Got to make your own flavours.
Yeah. Well, I think I'll be doing that as well.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Right, so my parents have gone away for a nice little holiday, a trip down to Tassie, which is fantastic for them. So happy that they're having a great time. Meanwhile, I'm home alone, which for some reason means everything goes wrong when I'm home alone. I don't know how it seems to happen.
You're an adult.
I am an adult.
It's okay. You can be home alone.
It's okay, yes, but nothing goes right. I'm, burning food. I'm dropping things all over the place, all accidental. But the worst thing is, and I showed you and our producer Mark just then, I've hurt my wrist somehow, so I've had to strap it this morning so that I can't move it or bend it, because it's like the joint's in like considerable pain, and I haven't hit it against anything.
Just show me the, because you got your jumper over it.
Yeah.
Now, who's wrapped that? You've wrapped that yourself.
I had to wrap that this morning. I look like a mummy.
Yeah, that's not awesome.
Well, I didn't have anything else, so I'm like, well, it's actually quite sturdy. I can't move it.
Yeah, but it looks like a mummy. They've got like frayed bits of bandage coming off it, and it's like, I feel like I want to get at that and fix it. I want to fix it.
I feel like a character out of like the Brendan Fraser movie, so it's pretty funny. But yeah, I don't know how it seems to happen, but I'm always hurting myself when I'm home alone. It's ridiculous.
Well, obviously your parents can't go away.
I know.
You need to be babysat.
Yeah, well, not even babysat. They just need to be in the presence of the vicinity so I don't go and do stupid things.
Probably a great idea.
Oh, my God.
Good idea.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Ari, there was a lady in America.
Mm-hmm.
She went out the backyard, as you do. There was a raccoon.
Okay.
In the backyard.
Well, these are pretty, I guess, notorious over there, right?
They're kind of everywhere. Yeah, I guess they're like our possums or something.
Yeah, okay,
It was a cute-looking fella, so she gave it some food.
Aww.
Nice, right?
Yeah.
Went inside.
Nice.
Yeah, didn't think anything of it. Went out the next day. The raccoon was back. She thought, well, how cute. So she fed it again.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I know where to get free food. I'll come back to her.
I'll come back.
Yep.
Next day. Two raccoons showed up.
Oh, he's gone to his mate and gone, hey, bro, let's get some free
chicken.
We're
onto something here, Okay, it just escalated from there.
Huh?
So what happened is that she went out there one day. She's basically being held hostage in her own home. There was over 100 raccoons in her backyard surrounding her house, all ready to go to eat her food.
Hold up. So this one raccoon has like 99 friends and he's just like, everyone, get a load of this idiot.
The buffet is served. So now she's got 100, well, over 100, right? I don't know how she counted, but she's got over 100 raccoons surrounding her house 24/7, because now they don't go away, because why do they need to leave? That's where the food source is.
Oh, my God.
So her great plan was, I'll try and feed them and then they will go away.
No,
they've moved in.
Wow.
They've moved in. She's had to call the police around to get them around to see what they're going to do.
Okay.
To try and remove them.
Would you call the police? I would just call like a pest person, pest inspector or whatever they're called.
Well, that's the annoying part is because I can't think of a way to get rid of them.
No.
Like going outside and facing the head raccoon guy and saying, look, you guys need to go.
Mm.
That's not going to happen. or you've got to get the pest guy around who's going to like bait them or something.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be good because you're going to have 100 dead raccoons because she fed them.
You know what it is?
Don't feed the animals.
I guess, like, over there, they'd have access to BB guns. Just get a couple of those, get plenty of ammo, just start shooting them. I know that's inhumane to some people, but if it's a pest problem, there's over 100 raccoons, you're going to need to start shooting them to get them away. It's like, no more chicken and veg for you kids.
Well, that's not fair to the raccoons. They just showed up for the food. She fed them in the first place.
Right, maybe so it's all her fault. She gets the cheetahs.
I'm all for taking away the food source.
Yeah, well, she's going to run out of food anyway.
Take her away.
Oh, my God.
Take her away, and then the raccoons will have to go because no one else is going to be feeding it.
Or, like you say, they just move into the house. Problem solved.
I think you might be right. Just shoot them.
Just move.
Maybe you're only going to kill the one or two to set an example. And
yeah, exactly.
You can't do that. That's not going to happen. But yeah. Don't feed the animals because it can happen,
right? That is the key right? message here, yes.
It can happen. And I've seen it happen with magpies.
Oh, gross.
Yeah,
I hate
the old
magpies.
Lady across the road, she'd feed like a bit of beef to the magpies. Well, all of a sudden, there's 50 magpies showing up and then you're getting swooped.
Her
we
fault.
Were kids. We were kids on bikes getting swooped.
Blame her.
No helmets.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
So, over in the UK, a bizarre crime has been committed. The guy's been dealt with. It's all okay. But it's left a resident scratching her head, basically.
Okay.
So, this guy, I think it was a couple months ago, last year, something like that, he's been sentenced to 22 months of jail after conducting an unusual burglary in a home in July. The court heard that this man broke into a woman's house after she left for work and began carrying out household chores. So he's broken into this home and started doing some work.
Okay.
Well, bizarrely. Okay, let me give you some more details.
Yep.
So the 36-year-old, when he got into the house, unpacked a pair of shoes, discarded the packaging in the recycling bin. Then he also replaced the toothbrush heads and the kitchen utensils.
Yep.
He then continued to empty out the grocery shopping bag and place the items inside the refrigerator before rearranging the fridge. So he's actually put stuff in the fridge for
nice
her.
Guy.
Then, finally, he refilled the bird feeders, rearranged the pot plants in her garden, mopped the floors and hung out the victim's washing before cooking himself a meal and having a glass of wine. He also poured her a glass of wine. He also left a note saying, "Don't worry, be happy, eat up and scratch," next to a glass of wine on the living room table. So bizarre. Like, why? He didn't steal anything, I don't think. He just started doing the work for her.
The glass of wine?
Yep.
That's got urine in it.
Oh, it probably
definitely,
not.
Definitely, well, don't drink the wine. And that toothbrush, go and buy a new toothbrush.
Yeah, you even like the stuff in the fridge, you don't eat the food.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, bizarre.
It is bizarre.
Mm.
So, yeah, but I bet she, like, hang on to a few things. I bet she opened the fridge and said, "Oh my, that looks pretty good."
Yeah, stuff that's already, like, still packaged up and sealed. So he obviously hasn't gotten into it, so it's probably still fine.
22 months in jail, is it worth it?
No, I don't think so.
Would you slap on the wrist?
Yeah, but she's so creeped out by it.
Point out the weird stuff that he did.
Mm.
Was he a good cook? Might have been.
I don't know. Oh, well, did she eat the food? We don't know.
You're not eating that food.
No. But apparently he had a good chat to one of her neighbours as well, so he's quite the friendly burglar. I quite like it.
He's not very stealth, though, is he?
No, not at all.
He's not like, get in, get the stuff, get out.
If I was to burgle a house, I would pour myself a glass of wine while I'm doing it. Absolutely.
Wouldn't you just take the bottle of wine?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I don't think you could break in a house. You can't survive in your house.
Yeah, that's
without
true.
Without your parents there, let alone breaking into somebody else's house.
I'll break both wrists.
You will. Yeah, you'll be in all sorts. All right, Jack's got the news coming up next. The message is don't break into someone's house. And if you do, you don't have to clean it. That's the rule. It's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel good Friday.
Okay, so for those who are going through it at the moment in year 12, HSC written exams do start very soon. But in honour of that, I was scrolling through TikTok this morning and a little bit of a feel-good story has just come up for us. So apparently in Sydney's State Library, you've got a heap of HSC students in there studying, doing what they need to do to prepare.
Yep.
And then two people in these like blow up like colourful unicorn suits are walking through, kind of like dancing through the library a little bit, with an overhead announcer saying, "Attention HSC students, if you are seeing the unicorns in the library right now, you deserve a well-earned break. There are some snacks outside, so if you see the unicorns, get yourself a break on.
How cool.
Yeah, oh my God, it is so cute. It's on TikTok. If you want to see something really, really lovely to kind of cheer up your Friday, especially any HSC students and whatever, go and watch that. It's fantastic.
It is. And HSC must start on Monday.
Yeah, so I have the timetable up here. Tuesday, 15th of October, so next Tuesday, the HSC written exams start.
Oh,
gosh, so good luck.
That's it. Don't stress about
it,
kids.
Don't panic.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Tesla. The Cybertruck.
Okay, the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. Hideous.
All right, so it looks more like the Mars rover than it does a car.
Yeah,
so
it looks like somebody's got like a bunch of like scrap metal shields and stuck them together.
Basically, that's what it looks like. Okay, so built for any planet, durable and rugged enough to go anywhere, tackle everything with electronically adaptive air suspension.
Is that what Elon Musk has put as a tagline, has he?
Don't worry, the Cybertruck has no paint. So that means no chips.
Oh, my God.
We can't have a paint chip. You've got no paint. It's just stainless steel.
Right. Okay, yeah.
Shatter-resistant armoured glass that can resist the impact of a baseball at 112 kilometres per hour.
So, in other words, bulletproof.
Yeah, right. And acoustically, it makes it sound like it's quieter than outer space.
Oh, okay. It so that's the like voiceover, a war tank.
Right? Yeah, so it goes anywhere. It can tow, like, almost 5 tons.
Wow.
So that's not too bad. It's got a range on it because it's all electric, obviously. About 530 kilometres.
Wow.
Goes anywhere, right?
Okay.
Too good to be true.
Yes.
Like the old panel van, you can open up the back, right, and you can sleep in it. You can actually load dirt into it if you need to, like, use it as a ute.
Okay.
And if you, yeah, you want to tow the space shuttles, perfect. Looks great.
Okay. Tow your caravan around Australia.
Sounds too good to be true.
Yes.
Okay, but it's not legal in the UK. Do you want to know why?
Yes, please.
Because if you crash it, you'll die. Literally, you will die. This thing is not safe.
But yet, it's essentially bulletproof. I don't get it.
I don't either, but it doesn't meet any of the standards. The metal is, like, so super thin and that if you crash, you will die.
Oh, my God.
You will die. So Tesla's going to have to go back to the drawing board and work out how they can make this thing stronger if they have any plans on selling it. Now, there are plans for it to be in Australia as well.
Okay.
You can buy one if you would like, $120,000.
For a tin foil, like,
starting price.
Oh, please. No.
And then it goes up to, like, something like, I think, $180,000 if you want top of the range sort of stuff.
God, what does it do? Drive for you?
Well, effectively, it does.
Does it fly?
It's got the big, like, all it is inside too is just seats, a steering wheel, which is like a more like a pilot's cockpit kind of thing.
Ooh.
So you got the big display pad, which Teslas have, but they've got them in the front, but they've also got them in the back. So if you're in the back seat, you'll be able to
play a game.
I don't know. Yeah, play a game.
Control the car.
Control the car as well. I don't know.
GPS, but put in route to McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like one of those cars. You've seen Back to the Future?
Yeah, the DeLorean.
Right, Back to the Future 2. No, well, the same colour as the DeLorean.
Yeah.
But it looks like when they go into the future and they've got the flying cars, it looks kind of like one of those.
Yeah, that's
it. But you can go and check it out online if you want the Cybertruck, but it will not be sold anywhere just yet because
it's not safe.
If you crash it, you'll die.
It's a tinfoil vehicle.
That's what they need to put into the ad now. It does everything. Just don't crash or you'll die. It's 105.3. It's New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, I am a pet person through and through.
You are.
I love me some guinea pigs, some rabbits, some dogs, okay? Dogs are my favourites in the world,
and
even
a duck?
Horses.
You strike me as a duck person. No. Little baby duck.
Oh, a little duck. Yeah, not the big ones. The big ones scare me. well, apparently when it comes to keeping Gen Z and Gen Y's company, a faction of the 20 and 30-somethings are now looking towards technology as, I guess, companionship instead of animals.
Sorry?
Yeah.
So get rid of the dog.
Yep.
As the companion.
Yep,
the
you got therapy. Your technology. You don't need dogs, apparently.
Just use your mobile.
Yeah, well, there you go. 1 in 10 Americans, so this is an American study, are turning to AI for emotional support, said researchers. Experts surveyed 1,000 people nationwide, everyone from Zoomers to Boomers, finding that 11% of millennials and 10% of Gen Zers actually prefer artificial intelligence to comfort critters such as dogs, birds, fish and rabbits. And this is increasing. Crazy.
Well, yeah, I guess your mobile phone doesn't poo on the carpet.
Well, all that's true. Interestingly, added the study authors, 18% of these AI users found that their virtual companions are more effective than the traditional support animals. So because AI is doing so much for you, it takes a bit of stress out of your life. It saves you a bit of time, whatever, instead of just cuddling up to, you know, your cavoodle on the couch.
Because AI kind of learns you, right?
And
so it learns points of data.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that, like, social media, for example, that has points of data on you. Did you know there are over two? They have over 2 million points of data on every individual user?
No.
Yep, it's over 2 million.
Oh, my God. That's so scary.
Yeah.
Maybe it knows me better than I do. You know what? If that's the case, someone sort out my brain because I have no idea what my brain's doing most of the time.
News is on the way next. We don't care.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good. I never made a bump.
Welcome along, Friday edition of The Novos with Joel and Ari. I'm filling in for Crevo. Ari, something unique is happening to me at the moment. A lot of people know I have kids.
Yes,
I got,
you do.
My son, who's about 20, and my daughter, who is 17.
Yeah, she's about to do her HSC next year.
She will start, yeah. But both of my kids at the moment are overseas in different countries. My daughter's in India.
Why?
Right, literally in the middle. Well, she's kind of on a school immersion trip.
Oh, lovely.
And my son's in the UK. Mm-hmm. And right now as we speak, how good would this be? Because I know you're a footy fan, soccer fan.
Soccer fan, the real football, yes.
England versus Greece at Wembley Stadium, and he's sitting there. He is in there.
Are you kidding me?
Well, he loves the soccer, so he went over and he saw Man City Fulham last weekend.
Oh, my God.
He's got himself the ticket to this match at the moment. It's nil all, so I'm kind of watching it online a little bit, watching the scores go up. So,
here's a question. Do you know who he's going for? He's got to go for England, surely.
He's going for England.
Yeah. Some of the best players in the world play for England, so yeah.
Well, it's nil all at the moment, but it's, so he's kind of living the dream of being at Wembley Stadium to watch a soccer match. So.
God, I'm so jealous.
I know, it'd be good, right?
I would love to go and do that.
It would be so good. But anyway, well, he's doing that, so I can't wait till they're both back because it's scary.
Yeah, but also
scary for a dad like me.
It'd be great, though, to hear all their stories when they get back.
Ah, yeah. They've sent through some beautiful photos at the moment. But,
excellent. Good luck, Joel's kids.
Yeah, it's hard. So I wish I was there. Last Sunday, my daughter was at the Taj Mahal.
Oh, wow.
And Bailey was, like, at an English Premier League match.
Oh, come on now. They're living their best life.
And I was in bed, hungover.
Yeah. Of course you were.
Yeah, good kids. Good kids.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Apparently our new Lord Mayor of Newcastle, Ross Kerridge, says he's going to do everything in his absolute power in his new position to go forward with the restoration of the former Newcastle Post Office. So this is this beautiful, like, heritage-listed building from, like,
gorgeous.
Built in the early 1900s in, like, Hunter Street, basically in the middle of Hunter Street. Stunning. Well, apparently Dr. Kerridge has actually met with the building's owner who took over the ownership a couple of years ago. His name's Jerry Schwartz, and they've been discussing the project, which has kind of taken a back seat recently and over the past few years as well. So they really want to see it, I guess, come to fruition, like a good outcome for the building. The owner of it says, look, I'm happy to do whatever I can with the law to get this progressed as soon as possible. So there's been quite a few rumours around about what to do with this. So, for example, a City of Newcastle spokesperson says that a modification application was lodged on May 20 this year that proposed to amend the approved design to add an additional level and to also allow an on-site residence. So basically, it's going to expand it a little bit, maybe see some shops down the bottom. There might be like a Indigenous museum as well, or there might be residencies above site.
I like the idea of that. I like the idea of having, like, something shoppy down the bottom, and then you've got, residents that live on top.
Yeah.
The other thing, though, I think it could be good as, like, and when I say an empty shell,
leave
it as an empty shell,
okay.
But it can be transformed. So like a shell that could be transformed. So so you might have a live music event this week.
And
then we can kind of transform it so it could be convention centre the next week.
Okay.
So you know what I mean?
Like a multi-use space?
Yeah, multi-use space. And maybe like art show or something. Like, and it could be for like, oh, well, the month of October, we're going to show like all of the art. So it becomes that sort of space. In December, it could be pop-up restaurant that's there for kind of like a limited time.
Okay. No,
so,
I like that
idea. Multi-purpose use, live music, hospitality.
You know what? I think we have too much live music, so I'm going to combat that. Actually, no. I'm going to debate it and say, how about it could either be a new hotel or maybe, like, I guess somewhere, yeah, for more residency, because, of course, like, Newcastle keeps expanding. We keep getting more people move here and more people born here. I need somewhere else to live, so that'd be great for me. But what about if we had, like, an enormous food court? Because I'm a big foodie. So it's like if Katara Rooftop and Green Hills Dining Area had a baby with a historical aesthetic and a modern interior glow-up, that's what I'd like to see. Yeah, that's awesome.
I think they're all good ideas, and I think that Ross Kerrigan, he's going to have to find out. He's going to have to go to the people and really see what they want, which we could do now.
Yeah, let's do that. 4967-4105, this incredible historic building, the old post office in the heart of Newcastle, what do you think it should be used as?
Yeah, exactly. Ari, you've got an Instagram message.
Yeah, one's come through from Amber at the Novos _ on Insta. She says that they should put in, get this, an indoor swimming pool with a bar so that she can live out her resort style life at home in the city. I think that's fantastic. Don't go to Bali. Stay here.
I love it.
I
did not think of a pool, an indoor pool.
No.
I love it.
Oh, it's better than this.
I can't
pool.
Believe
it would be
we haven't done it already.
I know. All right, let's get the rest of Newcastle's thoughts on this. Dean in Charlestown, good morning. What are your thoughts? What should they put in their post office?
Oh, I reckon maybe another watering hole, another pub.
Yeah, okay. That'd be a big pub, wouldn't it? That building is huge.
Yeah, well, it's just room for everyone to get around, have a good time.
Man, I love it. I love the idea, and because I'm the live music guy, right? Yeah. So I kind of want the I want the hospitality scene and the live music in there.
You know what I'm getting from this? Newcastle's pulse is we need more drinks. That's what I get. Drinking culture through and through.
Dean, what about the swimming pool idea? We could incorporate that as well, couldn't we?
Yeah, it's a big enough building. Why not both?
You're okay with getting your shirt off at a pub, aren't you?
Oh, it's always a good time on a Saturday.
Good on you, Dean.
All right, mate. Thank you so much for calling in. You got big plans for the weekend?
Hopefully a nice relaxing one if the weather's all right.
Mate, fingers crossed. Tomorrow won't be that bad. It'll be okay. All the best to you, Dean. You're in the running, mate, to win a great prize this week as well. The old post office, what else can we turn it into?
Look, just a pub. Let's cap it at that.
That's all we need.
Yeah, that's all we need is more water.
All we need. All right, no worries. Your chance to win with New FM. You're going to listen for our song that we're going to fire up a little bit later. If you hear it, we'll identify it, but once you hear it, you'll need to call us on 4967-4105. And if you win the actual prize, it's $2,500 that you can spend at our Fresco Outdoors and Heating. And oh my God, do they have so much range.
Get yourself a barbecue.
You love this barbecue. They got the Webbers.
Yeah, as long as I'm not cooking, I'm fine. I'll just sit in my egg chair with my cocktail in hand. I don't want to cook.
I could see you in the egg chair. That would be your world.
105.3
UFM.
The Novos. Lowest.
All right, we are ready to go. Ari's fired up for Lowest Deluxe.
Yes, I'm your quiz master for this morning. Up for grabs is a car pass to see the movie of your choice at Heading Greater Drive-In, and also in the running to win a family pass to the Hunter Valley Wildlife Park as well. Let's meet our contestant for Lowest Deluxe this morning. It's Tim in Heading Greater. Good morning, Tim. How you doing?
I'm good. Yourself?
Really good. How's Heading Greater this morning?
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. The weather's starting to turn out nice. It's going to be a nice day before the rain comes in.
Excellent.
All
right.
Don't say rain. What are you saying rain for, Tim?
Don't question it.
Tim, have you got kids at home?
I do. I have six, mate.
You got six? Wow. Oh, my God.
Okay, you need this prize definitely, Tim. I've made it quite a fun one this morning, hopefully. You sound like a very smart man, so let's get straight into it. You know how the game works?
Yes, yes, I do.
Perfect. All right, let's go. Your first item on the list for Lowest Deluxe this morning is the Sabco Super Dry Spin Mop and Bucket Set from Bunnings in Wallsend. Your second item is the brand new iPhone 16 Pro Max from JB Hi-Fi Katara. And then the third item is the 7-litre steam air fryer from Aldi. So just a quick recap for you there. The Super Dry Spin Mop and Bucket from Bunnings. The iPhone 16 Pro Max, and then you have the 7-litre steam air fryer from Aldi. Which one out of those, Tim, do you think's the cheapest?
It's probably not the iPhone.
Tim, Joel,
Tim, it's probably not the iPhone. Well, I'm trying to help.
Tim, go.
It's definitely the bucket.
Okay, all right, okay. You want to lock in the spin mop and bucket first. Okay, which one do you think is the middle?
I'd have to go the air fryer from Aldi.
All right, so that leaves the iPhone 16 as the most expensive.
Good,
thanks
good
to Joel.
Move. Well done, Tim.
Yep, I think I've got that one.
I was just making sure, mate.
Okay.
I don't know how you've gone, actually, because it's just a mop, isn't it?
Shush. Okay. And a bucket. You forget the bucket.
Oh, I don't know the result.
Okay, all
I
right.
I don't know the result here.
Tim.
Come on, Tim.
You want to lock those in?
Yeah, lock them in.
All right, here we go. The spin mop and bucket, Sabco. It's a good brand. Super dry. Bunnings Wallsend, $49.
Ooh.
Not cheap, but not expensive. Mm-hmm.
Tim, what have you done?
Then the 7-litre steam air fryer, Aldi, $139. Which leaves the iPhone 16 Pro Max from JB's, $2,847. You've gone and done it,
well
Tim!
Well done, Timmy!
Woo! Good job,
in
Tim.
In the bucket, mate.
God, I was worried, because the air fryers from Aldi, they can be like, that could be like $30.
No, they can't.
Yeah, they could
be there. Yeah, could. It's Aldi. You never know. Like,
yeah, no.
Surprise.
But so. it's a good brand. So Aldi's done well. Well done, Tim. You've scored yourself the car pass for the head and grader drive-in. Well done for you, Friday, mate.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
And, mate, six kids. That's a big car.
Yeah, yes. It's an 8-seater. Fits all perfectly.
Perfect, mate. Yeah. That's their last day of school holidays, and then the weekend they're back.
Oh, yes, they'll be going straight back.
Yeah, that'll
then
be good.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Newcastle's best music, 105.3 New FM. It's The Novos without Crevo today.
Yeah.
It's Joel and Ari.
He's still sick.
He's not. It's Friday. He was sick yesterday.
He's sniffly.
He's not sniffly. He's fine today.
Yeah, I know. He needs a day off.
He's going to be just fine, but I'm sure he'll be back on Monday. Customer service. It
yes.
goes to me, right? Mm-hmm. I believe customer service goes both ways.
Okay.
Like you
so
should...
it's a transaction of socialness.
Well, if you're the customer, like, there's no reason that, like, yes, you should get good service, receive it, but you should also be nice back.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hey, how you going? Yeah, good.
Yeah,
how's
right?
your day?
Okay,
yes,
all right.
Of course.
So a Karen, could only be a Karen, goes into a retail shop, fruit and veg shop.
Okay.
And there's a young girl working behind the counter, refers to this lady as mate.
That's a very Aussie term.
Yeah.
Hey, mate. How you doing? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want some apples, mate? Or something like that. Could have been like that, right? Okay, this Karen has blown up deluxe.
Why?
And said that this woman was unprofessional.
What?
And rude for just referring to her as mate.
Is she one of, like, these hoity-toity Karens? That's just
she must
like,
be.
You actually need to refer to me as ma'am, or like one of those type of people.
I don't know about that one. Mm. So, unfortunately, actually quite upset the shop assistant.
Yeah, of course.
Actually upset her quite a bit because she thought she was just being nice. She was doing, like, her job and being professional.
And she probably says it to a lot of other customers as well, right?
Yeah.
She probably would, yeah.
Yeah. So when your kids are working in a fruit and veg shop and someone has a go at them, what do they do now? Because it's 2024. You go to social media and you blow up at the customer for doing that and calling her mate. So it set Facebook on fire.
Mm.
Everyone has shared it and everyone started getting up the camera and saying, oh, it was fine that she didn't mean it to be rude. She wasn't unprofessional. She was actually being that. But mate does get thrown around a little bit.
Yeah.
When it's not necessary. Like when I see couples and they refer to each other as mate.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like it.
No. I feel like it needs to be in a certain setting or context. But I think also in a shop it's like, all right, mate, that's $47.50. Like, what's wrong with that?
I don't
get it. Karen's calm down. That's what it is. Calm down. Everything's fine. There's more things to complain about than that.
You're at a fruit and veg shop.
Yeah, just get in and get out.
I don't
out.
Think it matters where you are. G'day, mate. How are you? G'day, mate.
Or maybe, look, I don't know. Maybe she feels weird, like the customer, because she's probably, like, because she's like, oh, you know, I'm a woman. Stop calling me mate. I don't know.
It should not have blown up on social media.
No, it's not worth it.
It's not. So, but I still believe, customers, you've still got a right to be nice to the people, because you're buying something that either you need or you just don't have and you want to have.
And they're doing a service.
And
for
they're
you.
The people who have it. So you should be nice to them on the other side. And if they call you mate, just, well,
maybe
they're
on the
being
tin.
Nice. Maybe
Aussie
they're
culture.
Being nice.
Mm.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
So a Netflix show has worked its way into French politics. This is fantastic. So do you know the hit series called Emily in Paris, Joel?
Yes.
Okay, so just wrapped up its fourth season. It's really fun. It's a great rom-com. Well, French President Emmanuel Macron has vowed to fight to ensure that Emily, the heroine from the hit series, returns to the French capital from her little segue into Rome. So,
oh, she's got to stay in town.
Yeah. So, sorry, spoiler alert, even though the last season's been out for a while now. She moves to Rome, gets a job opportunity there. We don't know what happened to Emily.
In Rome.
That's right. Well, apparently, the success of the series, which took off after debuting during lockdowns in 2020, has been such that Macron's wife, her name's Bridget, had a cameo appearance in the last season. So his wife loves it, and he thinks it's such a good, I guess, tourism ploy for Paris and France. So he's like, you know what, bring Emily back. I want to see the show continue over and on our shoreline.
Yeah.
Mm.
I've never watched it.
It's very good.
I'm not watching Emily in Paris.
It's just a good nothing show. Makes you feel some romance, and you know,
I'm not watching it.
It shows you a lot of Paris, which is fantastic.
Well, I suppose that's okay. I'm still not watching it, even if she's in Rome.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
I am not like you. I'm not a perfectionist.
I was about to say, where is that coming
from? I'm not a perfectionist, right?
Okay, yeah.
Far from it. Mm-hmm. Don't even really strive to be.
You're like a roll with the punches type of guy.
I am definitely a roll with the punches until it comes to the way I cook my eggs.
Okay, so like, for example, a Sunday morning brekkie or something?
Whatever it is.
Okay.
So I love poached eggs.
Oh, yeah.
And I love the way that I cook the poached eggs.
Okay.
I will make it perfectly every single time. And to me, the perfect poached egg, right, it's all about the yolk.
Okay.
It's got to be slightly hard on the outside, but still runny and gooey in the middle.
Delicious. That's right. Yeah, agree.
That's how it's got to be.
Okay.
And you want to know how I know when they're ready?
How?
I touch them.
In the boiling water?
Well, I'd lift him out of the boiling room and I'd just touch
him.
And I can just feel that texture. And I'm like, that's going to be the perfect poached egg.
That's talent.
Now, if it's too hard, if it's too soft, it goes back in.
Yes.
If it's too hard, they go in the bin. I start again.
So you don't even eat them at all?
No.
Unless they're absolutely spot on.
And I like a hard-boiled egg, but if I'm making poached eggs, well, now it's not the perfect poached egg.
Wow.
I'll throw it out.
Picky.
Yeah, and I wouldn't serve you. If I made you breakfast, I would not serve you undercooked eggs or overcooked eggs. I would serve you perfect eggs.
So I don't care.
Time.
An egg's an egg.
Right, but it's the only thing in my life that has to be perfect.
Okay, all right.
Has to be perfect. I judge every single cafe that I go to. They all get judged.
If Joel walks into your cafe, run.
And I will tell you, and I love the cafes in Newcastle, right? Newcastle's famous for it. Yeah, right. No one can cook an egg.
Interesting that.
Not one has cooked an egg to the way that perfect consistency.
Okay, something comes to mind when you mention eggs, right?
Yeah.
So you say you have to be perfect at that. I'm going to stick with that bandwagon of food. Toast. I'm a stickler for toast, okay? I have to get it perfectly golden. If it's slightly just a little bit too brown, or there's like a little bit of like a chip of like some black around the edges, oh my God, it's going in the bin. That's why I cannot stand when my mother cooks her toast, because it's always charcoal. So yeah, it has to be like a perfect golden kind of center with a few little.
So you understand what I mean, right?
I do.
Everything doesn't need to be perfect, but there's just that one thing. It's just got to be perfect. Some people, it could be their lawn.
Oh,
they've got to have the grass. It's got to be perfect.
Yep.
Some people, the car's got to be clean constantly.
Yes.
It's
okay.
Be perfectly immaculate. Some people, the way they put their makeup on, it's got to be exactly.
Putting towels on a rack, even.
Could be anything. We want to know, what is that one thing in your life that you have to be perfect at? Give us a call right now, 4967-4105.
All right, let's go to the phones, see what Newcastle thinks. Gabby in Madawi, good morning. What do you have to be perfect at?
The one for me is actually Vanilla Slice. I would have made over a dozen renditions of Vanilla Slice until I can just get it absolutely bang on.
Really?
Oh, my God, that's so good.
Yeah.
So are you saying, hang on a second, because the biggest problem with a Vanilla Slice is that you bite into it and the custard goes oozing out the sides because the top and bottom pastry won't break.
Properly.
Yes.
So you've done it. You've mastered it.
I have. You actually set the custard in the pastry tin, and by doing that with the pastry already there, it actually sets hard as compared to moving it once it's set, which means that you're breaking all of that structure up.
Gabby, I don't know, you're like...
I don't think you can top that. That's extraordinary.
You're up for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, I'm coming to your house for dessert, Gabby.
Done.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't really believe you, Gabby.
Oh, really? Well, you know, set a date. I'll have to, you know, bring samplers along.
Yeah, Monday, great.
Oh, thanks for that,
good
Gabby.
Good on you, Gabby.
Let's move to Selena in Aberglass. And good morning, Selena. What do you have to be perfect at?
Oh, my ironing. So basically, I cannot stand creases to the point if my husband creases himself before he leaves the house, I will yank that shirt off his back and basically re-iron it and then say, don't crease it before and get out of my sight.
Is anybody else allowed in your house to do the ironing?
No, God, no. They don't do it good enough.
That is so fair.
You
hate
me.
No, I'm very meticulous. I want the creases in it. I use the starch. It's got to be perfect. Otherwise, you've got to start again.
Are you ironing jeans? No.
Yes.
No, they don't.
Yes, I iron my jeans. So my work gear, I iron everything. So I've got one of those bamboo shirts, and you've got to iron the collar and everything. I iron everything.
Right.
Oh, well, she wouldn't like to live in my house because I never iron a thing.
Good on you, Selena. Well, there you go. What is that one thing in your life that you need to be perfect at?
There you go. Well, my toast wasn't good enough, was it?
No, it wasn't.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
Ari, I'm not the biggest tennis fan going around, but
no, me neither.
I like the characters.
What do you mean? What
well,
characters?
I like it when Djokovic gets up to trouble. It's like, oh, he's scallywag, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I like trouble. That. And Rafa. Love Rafa just because, just the fight that he had in him, you know. Like,
he's pretty.
He is?
Yeah, he is pretty.
Really?
I thought he is. Was? Is? Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well.
What's he doing?
He's 38. He's retiring.
Oh, so, finally. The knees have had it, have they?
Yeah, he's got the knees of an 80-year-old, and they're no good. They're shot. He's really struggled for the last couple of years. But a good career, 22 Grand Slams.
Oh, please.
He's got the Golden Grand Slam too, which is like all the Grand Slams plus the Olympic gold medal.
Right.
Love the clay surface. He won actually Grand Slams on three different surfaces.
Wow, that's impressive.
In the same year.
Mm-hmm.
Over $100 million in prize money.
Oh, look, he's rich.
Sponsorship. I think he's going to be okay moving forward.
Right.
I think I can't see him too much issues.
He can retire.
He was so quirky, though, because he had to touch everything in the same way before he would serve. He had all these superstitions, and the water bottles had to be positioned in front of him, and he would turn them. So very, very quirky. But he will be missed. He was certainly one of the characters of the game. I think he's going to play one more little tournament, one more little farewell, but that's it. But he definitely won't be playing in Australia in January when the tennis season kick off.
Good. Give someone else a go. That's what I say. Make way for other people.
Love Rafa. Joker.
Go coach kids.
He'll be back.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New South Wales residents. Okay, we're going to be rejoicing after a seemingly annoying law that deterred us Aussies from visiting our local RSL clubs is going to be scrapped. So the New South Wales government has actually proposed a bill that means all Aussies will no longer be required to sign up as a member of clubs when they live in a 5-kilometre radius.
Thank God.
So RSL clubs, like, you know, your Mayfield RSL, yeah. Cardiff RSL, whatever it is, whatever your local is. You know how, like, if you lived within a 5K radius, you had to sign up as a member.
Yeah.
And you had to pay member fees and all because of that jazz.
You don't necessarily go to the club all the time.
No,
so
not at all.
You might just go on the odd time. You're not going for clubbing reason. You might just be going to the bistro or something, but you have to be the member to do it. Now, by being a member, most clubs have discounts.
Yeah, well, that's true. But it's not worth it in the end, in my opinion.
That's right.
The rule was a head scratcher and time wasting hurdle for many who just wanted to visit their local RSL for a little get together, maybe a relaxing pub meal, even just a couple of cold beers. But yeah, so the changes are part of Premier Chris Minns's vibrancy reforms, he's calling them, which are taking an axe to the red tape restrictions choking the state's nightlife and dining scene. I know that sounds quite dramatic in terms of wording, but it's what they're going to do, apparently. So yeah, this is good news. Clubs New South Wales CEO Rebecca Riant has actually commented on the release, saying this is exciting and how it could benefit different clubs across the state. So there you go. Well,
it'll make life a lot easier.
It will be, yeah. So just let me into an RSL club. I don't care where it is.
I don't think you should.
What?
Go to an RSL.
Why? They have cheaper cocktails there. Mayfield do. They do. Like, I'd rather go to an RSL club and get a cheap cocktail.
Are you a member there, though? Because they're cheaper. Or you just go, like, they have, like, a happy hour.
Yeah, happy hour. Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah. $10 cocktails. Thank you.
Is that tonight?
I don't know.
Later today?
Oh, I don't know.
We'll go and find out.
Yeah.
Check it all out. It's 105.3 New FM.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Coming up right now, though, we are joined by the legendary Australian chef himself. This is Adam Lior, MasterChef winner. He's also an author of 9 cookbooks. He's hosted a range of television and audio programs as well, including on SBS, also ABC, and so forth. This is Adam Lior. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me on.
Pleasure. Now, the reason why we do have you on this morning is because this weekend, very exciting, is the Maitland River Lights Festival, and you're an ambassador for the River Lights. How excited are you?
I am very excited. I've been coming to River Lights for a few years, and this is my first year as an ambassador at the festival, and I think it is just one of the most fun and also just lovely festivals that I attend on a regular basis. So I'm very excited to be coming back to Maitland this year.
What's the role of an ambassador at a festival like this? It sounds like there might be a lot of socialising going on, Adam.
Yeah, look, to be honest, it's a title larger than the role. I get to enjoy the festival like anyone else. I'm doing a few cooking demonstrations, emceeing a few things here and there. We've got a fantastic gala dinner tonight. Wow. So essentially, I get to be an ambassador by having fun.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you are heavily involved in the event itself, and you said cooking demonstrations. What can we expect?
So for the demonstrations, because it's a multicultural festival, I pride myself personally on my pancakes. I make...
It's got to be perfect, right?
Well, honestly, I do think they're perfect, but I don't want to say that because it makes me sound like I'm really up myself, but they are really good pancakes.
Right.
And so I'm doing pancakes, but in a few different styles to represent some of the different communities that we have in and around Maitland.
Yeah, gosh, okay.
Do you make those Halloween ones where they use different colours and that sort of thing?
No, I don't. I make them sort of stock standard. They look just like they look like an emoji.
Oh.
So we're topping them with different. And I'll give all the listeners a tip. If you want to make pancakes look perfect, there's other ways to make them taste perfect. If you want them to look perfect, you have to use a nonstick pan and don't put any oil in the pan or butter or anything.
Okay.
Good perfect.
Cook the pancakes straight dry in the pan.
Well, people can also watch you on telly. I know that my mum's a big fan of your cooking as well. And it's such a fun show to be involved with and to sit down and watch. Is there, whenever you're preparing to go on telly and obviously make these wonderful dishes for our eyes and our senses, do you actually get to choose everything that goes in that show? Is that all run by you?
Look, we have a big team that makes the show. The food is kind of my department. And
yep.
We have... You'd be surprised. The cook-up takes a village to make it. You know, I'm actually on my way there right now. Pulled over on the side of the road to chat to you guys. But, you know, there's about 60-odd people that work on that show. So we have a lot of big meetings, like most people do at their work, to work out what we're going to do, what we're going to cook, who we're going to have on, what guests we're going to invite. And I'm just about to start the new season of that literally today. That's where I'm headed now.
Yeah.
So it's very exciting.
All right, you've got to help out all the families in Newcastle, Adam. Okay, I know you probably get this a lot, but it's a Friday night. It's been a long week.
Mm.
What do you think is in the fridge of the average Novocastrian, and what do you think they should cook for dinner tonight?
Good question.
Oh, that is...
So everyone's listening now. They're all going to go home. They're all going to cook this for you.
We are... If you're planning sort of a day in advance, I think one of the best things to make is meatloaf because it's fantastic and it's affordable and it's great. And I make it at home all the time and my family absolutely loves it.
Yep.
But if you're looking for something to cook on the day,
yeah.
I think just grab, honestly, whatever you've got in the fridge, protein wise, and then whatever you've got in the fridge, vegetable wise, put a bit of put a pan on the heat. And this is where people go wrong: is they heat up oil in a pan. Mm-hmm. You heat up the pan first, and then you add a bit of oil or butter, mm-hmm. and pan fry whatever that is. If it's a chicken breast, or then I'd cut it in half horizontally. If it's a piece of fish, or if it's a lamb chop, you know, just cook it until it tastes, until it looks the way that you like it to look.
Yep.
Then take that out, and then cook the vegetables in the same pan. Season it all very nicely with salt and pepper, and then put a squeeze of lemon on it and eat it. That's the solution to last minute cooking, is to not overcomplicate it.
And only take 15 minutes, and then you're into the weekend.
Absolutely.
Lovely. Okay, well, you can catch Adam Liao, MasterChef winner, and of course, the Maitland Riverlights ambassador. He will be there in the Hunter at the Levee as well. The Levee will be transformed into a global village with interactive experiences as well. Okay, thank you so much for joining us, Adam. We appreciate it. We can't wait to see you at the Riverlights Festival.
Thanks so much. See you.
Alfresco Outdoors and Heating, the home of the Weber Barbecue, now in 5 locations. New FMs, restore your outdoor.
This is an amazing prize, $2,500 you could be spending to restore your own outdoor, ready for summer, Christmas, entertaining. It's going to be great.
Yeah, absolutely. For the family, just yourself, whatever. $2,500 to spend at Alfresco Outdoors and Heating, the home of the Weber Barbecue, now in 5 big locations.
And to get on this draw, you're listening out for the key song that we are going to fire up. And I'll tell you what, I'm even going to tell you almost what time, but before 9 o'clock, before we get off air, I'm going to play Chapel Roan, Good Luck Babe.
Okay.
That's the song that we're firing up for you.
Yes.
When you hear that song, you need to call me and be the first caller through on 4967-4105. Do that, and then you're on the standby list to win that great prize.
Beautiful. Coming up next, also, we've got your What's On Guide to the Weekend, so stick around.
Here's Dasha. This is Austin. It's 105.3. It's New FM, the Novos, Joel and... I nearly said Joel and Crevo.
Well, I'm not Crevo. I'm Ari.
And I'm
so
not Crevo. Crevo's back on Monday. It's 105.3 New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Let's talk about what's on for your weekend.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Don't worry about the work stuff. All the fun stuff.
Oh, let's pump up. Let's start on a Friday. So today, here's what you got on tonight, y'all. So you got the Sydney Hotshots. They're going to be at the Stockton RSL. That's from 7:30 p.m. Don't forget that. You got the Newcastle.
Dude stripping. Great.
Yeah, good Newcastle start. Pride Festival. Multiple venues across until from now until Sunday, 27th of October. Plenty of colour, plenty of wonderful things to do to get along to Pride. Then you've got Mary Poppins. That's playing now at the Civic Theatre in Newcastle.
It's supposed to be really good.
Yes, I've heard great reviews
about
it.
She's into her second pair of shoes already. I heard that.
What?
Mary, she's already broken the boots, the famous boots.
What are you talking about?
The shoes that Mary Poppins wears on the show. She's already gone through a pair of shoes.
Oh, jeez. She's dancing too much.
Yeah, they're on the hunt for a new pair of shoes.
So that's on from 7 p.m. tonight. And if you do miss it, however, it is on until Thursday, 17th of October. Let's move on to your Saturday as well. You've got the Newcastle Permanent Cinema Under the Stars. That's happening at Spears Point Park in Lake Macquarie from 5:30 tomorrow afternoon. Then you've got the Oktoberfest at Modus in Merriweather from 12. You've got the Mid-Spring Festival at Farmer's Wife Distillery in Allworth from 2:30. And, of course, the Maitland Riverlights. That's happening at the Levee in Maitland from 2 p.m. through till 9 p.m. But if you want to get along to some more drinks and food, the Hunter Valley Beer and Barbecue Festival, Hope Estate in Pecolbin, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., wrapping it up with your Sunday. You've got the I Run for Her event. This is the annual community event by the campaign Got Your Back Sister. And then, of course, you've got your Festival of Sweets and Treats. That's at the station in Newcastle. So get along to enjoy a feast, rather, of mouth-watering cakes, cookies and crepes.
Lots of things to see and do this weekend in Newcastle and the Hunter Valley.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Alfresco Outdoors and Heating. The home of the Weber Barbecue. Now in 5 locations. New FMs. Restore your outdoor.
We fired up our song. We did play it. Chapel Roan.
Yes, we got plenty of callers in.
We do, and the lucky person is definitely Shane. Maryland, how are you, Shane?
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are you?
Good,
really
mate.
Really good.
Now you got through, you're the first caller.
Oh, awesome.
Tell me about your backyard. What's it looking like right now?
It's nice, but I really need a smoker.
Oh.
And I need a pizza oven.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been telling people about the pizza oven.
Right, okay. So what's your favourite type of pizza, Shane?
Oh, definitely the Godfather with heaps of olives and heaps of anchovies and feta.
Oh, you like the strong flavours. Yeah. No, I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Not a typical meat lovers man. Just, yeah, the hard hitters. I love it. Well, congratulations, Shane. You are in the draw to win $2,500 worth of outdoor supplies. So, fingers crossed. Good luck.
Awesome. Good luck, mate. Thank you very much.
Good on you. You're on the standby list. You've got more chances to get on the standby list as well. Mark will be playing across the day and then also on Drive for the only live and local way to drive home. Look, that's it for me.
We're all done for the day, for the week.
I'm back tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah, but back that's okay.
It's okay, that's not you, so you don't need to worry.
I can have a weekend.
What's on for the rest of today?
Well, I'm going to make some cocktails when I get home, so it's going to be an early knock-off for me.
Yeah, she'll be home at 9:30, yeah. That'll be all right. I'm off to lunch. Hunter Medical Research Institute are having a big lunch today.
Beautiful.
Which will be great. That's happening in Carrington at Herb Distillery. So if you're going along to that, make sure you come and say hello to me. I'll be there from midday. Have a great weekend, everyone. Creevo should be back on Monday. The Novos will be back together. Be like a
reunion.
Just like you've never left.
Yeah.
Just like it's never left. All right, it's 105.3, it's New FM.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.